so pleased to be remote today from outside St. Augustine. We're here for the Murray Brothers Caddyshack Golf Charity Golf Fundraiser. And guys, welcome to the Savvy Investor. Part of our program, it's all about family in my practice. And clearly you guys are a tight-knit group of brothers and stuff. And for most families, the kitchen is like where everything starts. Is that where you guys came from, the kitchen? Because you have a restaurant. How'd that come to be?
It came to be, well, I'm the restaurant guy in the family. I started cooking when I was, my mother, she taught me how to cook bacon first, so she didn't have to do it. Because when breakfast at our house was a big deal, on the weekends, we cooked a lot of bacon. And so I was over the stove all day cooking bacon, it seemed like.
And then you get to
eat the bacon before everybody else does.
And saving the bacon fat, right?
Always.
Yeah.
Always. And then I progressed. I worked at the corner diner, Parker's, and I learned from a guy named Fred White, and he taught me originally how to cook. And I worked for different places. I went to New York to go to the Culinary Institute, but instead I ran into this French guy, Eric Peugeot, who had a restaurant on Shelter Island in Long Island, a two-star restaurant from the New York Times. And he said, "Oh, Andy, you don't have to go to the school. I will teach you everything." And that's how I really got working hard in the restaurant business. And I went to New York and worked for a place called Mortimer's. And I was there for 9 years. The rudest restaurant in America, according to Forbes magazine. But
2 years in a row.
Yeah. 2 years in a row. Yeah. And then you brought that talent into here.
Yes.
Fantastic. It's a lot of family-oriented. It started there. Bacon.
Yeah, it was,
my grandfather,
I figured, we could do this.
My grandfather, one of the words of wisdom I got from my grandfather was never fry bacon naked. Right? I thought he was a cook all through his life.
That's true. My mother said, don't ever leave the room when you're cooking bacon.
Don't ever leave the room cooking bacon. Or don't leave the room naked.
No, when you're cooking bacon.
When you're cooking bacon.
Don't enter the room naked. Bill, are you going to do the imitation?
All right. Yeah. So we have an...
Okay, so my... One of my sisters-in-law was making bacon one morning, and it was cooking way too quickly. And Andy appeared and said, "Hey, sweetheart, didn't anybody ever tell you to cook bacon over medium heat?" And her family repeats this to this day. It's 40 years ago. It's still like, "Hey, sweetheart." But I think we should acknowledge just how difficult it is to repeat as the rudest restaurant in the world. To win 2 years in a row, that's really
twice in a row. That is fantastic.
And
well,
that's quite an honor. Andy was a part of that.
Right. Well, the owner was...
You'd have to say almost universally hated.
And when 2 years in a row, it got something out of it.
And when he died upstairs of the apartment, the staff only told each other, and then they went down to the wine cellar.
And they took all the wine.
They took all the wine and drank all the wine. They just robbed him blind.
And it was a great wine cellar.
It was a great wine cellar, and they didn't notify the hospital or the police for...
Or his lawyer.
Or his lawyer until...
Everything was cleared out. That's hilarious.
He was a rude, horrible man.
Well,
but we will meet in hell one day.
Yes.
I got a quick invitation to him.
Go ahead.
Sit Mrs. Onassis as far away from Klaus von Bülow as possible.
That's all you need to know.
That was the place.
So you guys all have kids, correct? Half of you have kids?
No.
Three of us have kids.
Well, that's at least half.
Ed had kids.
So how do you keep the kids grounded? Because, celebrities, the family's a celebrity family. How do you keep the kids grounded nowadays? Obviously, you can't go in your bedroom for 2 weeks. I got that part of the grounding.
Yeah, you
got
to lock the upstairs windows, too. Because they'll figure that out.
I make mine sit with me privately and watch Lifetime episodes of Celebrity Children Gone Bad.
That would do it.
My kids are starting to work behind the camera, so they don't, they're a little more grounded that way.
Right.
One works for Nickelodeon and one is at AFI, but they're on the other side of the camera. That keeps you normal.
Because they actually have to work, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they actually have to show up early on time and stuff.
Andy?
When my son was young, my wife used to yell at him, "He needs to practice his golf. Get him to the golf course." And I'd go,
come on, Drew, we're going to the golf course.
Just, sounds like hell.
Yeah, and we were gone for 5 hours. It was heaven.
Well, that's the best way to do it, right?
I only have pets to disappoint me and break my heart, and I rub their noses in it.
So I don't remember who said something about Furyk. I think John, right? You were talking about hitting people on the golf course.
Yes.
I had an opportunity to play with Lee Trevino one time, and he gave me some great advice. I was out there with a buddy of mine, and my buddy just was hacking away and was getting really upset at his strokes. And finally, Lee Trevino looked at him and said, you know, your golf game just isn't that good. You shouldn't be that upset about playing golf. Just take it easy and relax. And I thought that was, you know, because my golf game is horrible. But I just love it. So words of wisdom to fellow golfers.
I've heard that phrase, you're not good enough to be that angry about your game. Yeah.
I figured that out a long time ago.
Well, you hit people. That's different. I mean, you just take...
Well, what are they watching me for? Oh, my God. There's golfers out there.
More important things to be paying attention to.
Yeah. Beautiful say, day.
Gentlemen, I really appreciate you taking time with us today on the Savvy Investor Radio. Look forward to playing golf with you.
So up there in Baltimore, there's a bartender who used to work at Cacique Golf Course in South Carolina, and he invented a drink called the Lion's Tail. It's the best drink I've ever had, if you can find that guy.
Well, do you know which bar it was or which restaurant?
Cacique is a golf resort on Kiowa. I don't know where the hell he is in Baltimore. That's your problem.
Jeez. You handle. Right, so I have instructions now.
You handle Charm City. I got everything else.
Right. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
Be well.